Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday, April 16th. It's the Plant-Based Morning Show, sponsored and presented by Compliment. That is lovecompliment.com. All kinds of good vegan things, supplements, such, pretty much just supplements. and we got some good stuff today. Fun weather report. Tuesday's always packed with stuff, so that's today's no different. We'll be talking about not just the 15 underrated veggie burger toppings. We'll weigh in on those. You know I love toppings. And we'll also get into an interesting story from Reddit. Reddit produces some crazy ones about a vegan who found an interesting way to get revenge on her boyfriend's family who gave her non-vegan food. Doug, how are we doing today? Get those taxes sent off?
Taxes are submitted. I'm still waiting on my refund, though, which I am going to get this year, which is good.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. They're out. How about you? Did you get all that crypto data in there?
All done. Taxes, no matter how much or little I have each year, it is just such a relief to send that tax thing off, send away that e-file form. It's just such a job, even when you have an accountant to do stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe not for a normal person who just – actually, I'm much more normal now because I have a – because the company has changed so that now I'm just paid like an employee. When I was like – whenever – I don't know how legal stuff works, but it was a nightmare when it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. So – it's definitely easier.
Yeah, it's way easier now that we're W2'd.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's taxes. Good morning, Big Meaty X Claws, Jeff Hudnall, Kelly K. That's the ones who've checked in so far today. Say hi. So maybe YouTube is dripping us out. Maybe we got shadow banned on YouTube, possibly, for all this controversial content we're doing.
Matt, you know, you like to say that you'd rather go to a non-vegan restaurant and have a vegan meal. Right.
Usually. Yep. If it's a nice non-vegan restaurant, not just a junky place, but if it's a nice restaurant, I'd rather go to a non-vegan one than a vegan one because they'll get me. They'll make something great.
It's not like Black Mountain has loads of vegan restaurants. That has none except for a vegan donut shop. But there's the like couple restaurants that are like very safe for vegans. Plenty of vegan options. Some choices to make when you get there. But I was going out with my mom. We were having a little mother-son date the other night. And she asked if I wanted to go to the typical places. And I said, you know, there's a couple of new restaurants that aren't very vegan friendly that I haven't even tried yet. And I went to one and it was delicious. It was great. I had a really, really lovely meal at the only vegan option they had. But it was just really good. And it was just fun to be somewhere new.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's the way to go. We got the banh mi sandwiches again from the Vietnamese place, which, you know, they also have pork belly banh mi if you want it. But you can get lemongrass tofu banh mi with no aioli, and it's perfect, and it's wonderful, and cheap, and it's good. So yeah, I'm all about that. I'm nothing against vegan restaurants; they're good. It's fun now and then to go somewhere and look at the whole menu, but I just think you're gonna get a better dish in your case. So what was the item you got?
It was like a, you probably would hate it. it was like a bed of mustard greens, and then quinoa, and then a bunch of crispy chickpeas that they had like fried maybe or something. Mm-hmm. And then some other vegetables and an entire head of cauliflower, not white cauliflower, the like, you know, the spiky kind. What's that called?
Chinese cauliflower? That romesco stuff.
Is that what romesco, it's called? Romesco cauliflower. That the entire head that they had, I assume baked, or roasted. It was, the whole thing was just incredible. It was just very good.
It's romanesco cauliflower, actually.
Romanesco. Yeah, that's right.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hate that. The quinoa seems kind of boring, but okay, good fried chickpeas. I'm here.
Great fried chickpeas. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, maybe not the most inventive dish, but it was very tasty.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's summertime. Feels like summer all of a sudden. It's been 85 degrees here the past 3 days or something. Wow. And feels like summer. So we've been having, we had last night a salad for dinner. That was nice. It was from Vegan for Everyone, America's Test Kitchen cookbook, and a Caesar salad. One of my favorite things you can have. And we've got vegan meat for the kids, chickpeas for the grownups in there. And it was good. Delicious.
Do you make your own Caesar dressing, or do you buy it?
You make it, part of it in this recipe. Oh, okay. And it's really good. It's great. I'm out on the vegan meats. I'm really starting to be like just averse to them. Not taking a stand or something, or just trying to like be Mr. Healthy Guy. Ever since I forget what it was, we were reading that list of stuff. Maybe it was the Veg News like best vegan awards thing. And mm-hmm. It was just item after item after item was like junk. And it was like, this is what we eat. This is what it is to be vegan now for a lot of people, including me, partly sometimes. And so I don't know what it was, but that changed me. We've been getting Subway in the road trip since then. Like I said, we gave the vegan meat to the kids, but Aaron and I just wanted the chickpeas, or I wanted the chickpeas. I think yeah. She did too. I don't know. Just maybe it's temporary, but I'm just kind of out on the vegan meats. And we saw this on Friday. People who weren't at this afternoon show that we do on Fridays, which you all should come to. It's 1 p.m. We covered the new article or the new study out, which compared the two things. An 8-week trial, one group of 40 people ate Beyond Meat and the similar fake meats. The other group ate regular meat. The rest of their diets, you know, was whatever it was before. And they just swapped this thing in. And the plant-based meat overall fared worse. There were a few categories where it did better. But in general, as far as health markers go, it did worse. And it seemed like the researchers were kind of hoping it would be good. Their hypothesis was that it would be better.
Do you think it fared worse or just the same, basically?
I don't know. I didn't, again, haven't looked at it that closely. The headlines were that it was worse. And you know, they're running with that now. Daily Mail has a new one today. The proof going vegan isn't better for you? ? Study finds plant-based meat products are full of salt and fat. So like, and that's the headline that we've been dreading for all these years. That when mm-hmm. That's just a plant-based diet. When the study itself says this is good evidence that we can't, you know, just start lumping together plant-based diets with plant-based meat, plant-based processed product diets. They need to be treated differently. But what people are going to do, what the media will do is say, this is plant-based diet and it's not healthy. And it's bad. It's really bad for the movement, I think.
Yeah. So when you say you're out on plant-based meats,
they weren't much better.
Does that mean like seitan and tofu and tempeh and that kind of thing? Or are you talking about just the like highly processed?
No. Tofu and tempeh, I'm all good with. Seitan, I'd say should be eaten less than those other two because it's.
Yeah, but are you out on it? Like if you wanted to cook up.
No, I like those. That still is appetizing to me. But like the store-bought ones, like yesterday we got the tofurkey chicken stuff that we used to put in this salad. And that is basically just those things. It's tofu and seitan. But it has all this other stuff in there, just like the, you know, the processing stuff, the salt, the whatever natural flavor stuff they do to make it a little smoky. I don't know. It's just a lot of stuff. So I'm not saying it's like I don't think the base, the protein is the problem. The soy protein or the rice protein, that stuff can be okay. It's just the pea protein. You know, like people get protein powders and I don't think those are necessarily unhealthy depending on how clean they are, but just certainly the sort not. Of UPF nature of this. What's that?
Certainly compliments protein powder.
It is. That's a good one.
It's a good one.
But it's not just the protein. It's these things that are meant to be like meat. They have a lot of stuff that goes in there besides that. So I don't know. It's not like I think they're the worst thing in the world. It's just, I'm sick of eating that way and making a little shift. Not even deliberate. It just happened. So that's, it's always good.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, I think, what about you? I don't
you're
even
not
think
by
this
it.
Wasn't delivered. What?
You're not affected by that? The same things that have made me want to stop eating meat recently.
We just don't eat very much of it. Like honestly,
less than you used to. You think?
Way less than I used to. I mean, it's been the last time we cooked any sort of Beyond or Impossible in the house was, I don't know, a month ago maybe.
So your Sunday brunch thing, we have the sausage that's out.
Sausages. I mean, tofurkey sausages every now and then. But I mean, it's just not happening very much. It's just very, very rarely happening these days. So I don't know. We do tofurkey slices. I do that, you know, somewhat regularly.
Yeah. Good. I like those. They're okay. But hey, we got a good comment here from a Twitch person. They want to offer promotion of our channel, viewers, followers, views, chatbots. Price is lower than any competitor. Quality guaranteed to be the best. Flexible can be. Look at this. Oh, Solid, quick, cheap. This is the name. So we will be hitting you up, Solid, quick, cheap. And hopefully everybody will. Millions of people who listen to the show and view the show definitely will be getting in on that. All right. Anything else, Doug, today before we jump?
Yeah, I got a shout out for Mr. Jeffrey.
Oh, good. All right.
He finished school. He graduated, I guess, or submitted his last paper.
Well, that's cool.
Officially done.
Congratulations.
You know, and it's kind of a good thing because he was just learning so much and he always knew too much of everything. I think it's a good thing that he's stopping the learning. So
is
the rest
Dr. Is Dr. Jeffrey now? Is he like Professor Emeritus or something?
I have no idea, but you know, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, me too. Very good. All right, Big Media X Clause points out, rushes to the defense of Abbott's Butcher, says their worst ingredient is time, LOL, but I've never eaten Beyond or Impossible. We've had the Abbott's, and I thought it was pretty good. It seemed different from the others, and I don't know if that is true, that the worst ingredient is time. I would probably call the process, the protein stuff, worse than the time, but I think it's a joke. Filtered water, pea protein, tomato paste, extra virgin olive oil, onion powder, porcini mushroom. Yeah, it's all good. It's all fine. Black pepper, ginger, coriander. I mean, this is excellent. So that's a great example. That's different. I think I remember the Abbott's was advertising their stuff as whole food, and I can't call it that because of the pea protein. But this is great. That doesn't sound like UPF for the most part to me. I know the pea protein is, but that's very different. So maybe that's the one I'll look for.
Right on.
Mr. Jeffrey is happy to join us in impersonating doctors because he says you can call me Dr. Jeff if you want. I'm not, though. But that's okay. We always say we're doctors and we're not, so there you go.
I never say that, Matt. I never say that.
You say it in jest. I say it in jest.
Okay. Did you watch any of the Masters?
No, I forgot all about it. I knew it was happening and I just never turned it on. Mm-hmm. Watched Little American Idol, though, recently.
Okay.
Which I haven't watched in years. And for some reason, I kind of got into it this year.
It was some siblings from Black Mountain that made it to Hollywood.
In the Masters?
Yeah.
Both of them were in it together?
Yeah.
Were they amateurs or were they tour pros?
Oh, no, sorry. In American Idol. That's.
Oh, okay. they're on the show now?
They got cut, but they made it to Hollywood. Oh. In the first round, they got cut.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. This one Charlotte guy on there, he's not very good. He might be gone now, actually.
I followed the story of the amateur who, the only amateur who made it past the cut and
mm-hmm.
On the Masters. And he's like a grad student or something and got really lucky at the AM, at the amateur, whatever the amateur.
US amateur?
Yeah. And got on and he made the cut and was on a card with Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, how did he get lucky? What do you mean he got lucky?
Well, I don't know if he got. So he had this incredible shot on that, like, gave him the win.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, obviously, he didn't get lucky. He's a very talented amateur golfer.
Yeah. He just luckily strung together 68 shots in a row. That
were yeah, really exactly. Yeah. but he was on the card with Tiger Woods, which I thought was.
That is cool. Awesome. Yeah. Very good. All right. Good. Springtime is nice. Springtime coming into summertime. Should be fun. Good vibes. All right. Let's jump into our weather report, which I have dutifully prepared, as I always do. And it was easy today. There's some good stuff today. So here we go. This is good news for the Barbie fans out there. Heinz UK has partnered with Mattel. Didn't think that would ever happen, but it has. To make barbecue sauce. Like Barbie. It's pink color. They use vegan mayo to kind of lighten the ketchup color. And then they use beetroot to make it bright, vibrant pink. They teased that there was also going to be a tomato ketchup coming. But that one, no mention of that. Just the barbecue is out. The interesting thing is that it's vegan. They used vegan mayo for it. I didn't know Heinz had vegan mayo. I mean, that's not a thing they sell, is it? We know it. Maybe in the UK they do.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's happening. And so it's called barbecue, but it tastes nothing like barbecue. So if you were... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a combination of vegan mayo and barbecue sauce. It's not ketchup lightened up. So I'm wrong with that. So it's basically just different color and I guess creamier barbecue sauce. I could see myself liking this. Be pretty good.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, who's your target audience here? Because I don't think of like young girls. Like, my kids don't eat barbecue sauce, right? And so, I mean, they would get excited about a pink Barbie ketchup or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good point.
Or some sort of like ketchup mayo blend. which is popular right. in a lot of places, which already is pink. They wouldn't get excited about barbecue sauce. So I'm
You're
not
right.
Really
yeah,
sure
a lot of kids don't like barbecue sauce. That's a good point. I mean, who even wants Barbie? Like, I thought Barbie was kind of a last summer thing and then done. I didn't know if people were still really into that, but I guess they are.
Yeah.
It's been around for 80 years probably. I guess it's not going away.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Anyway, only 5,000 bottles available from the Heinz website, but it will also launch at Tesco in the UK on April 17th. That's tomorrow. And later in May. So it's limited, but it is coming. It is rolling out. So look for barbecue sauce, I guess. All right. Lidl has announced, much on the contrary of, you know, the proclamations that veganism is dead. Their German sales, or sorry, their vegan product sales, I think this is just in Germany. I'm not sure. Cause that's where the chain is from, but of course they're everywhere. Those have grown by more than 30% in the last 6 months. And that is when they created this price parity between meat and the plant-based alternatives. I think that's of their store brand line. They did that in October, and 6 months later, 30% more sales of those products. Be nice to know how that compares, like if you can kind of control for increasing sales of other products, or if this is, you know, not due to economic larger factors at all, but just the products. This is good. I mean, over in the US, it seems like things are dying, but over there, it seems like very healthy and good. So glad to hear that one.
Yeah, that is great news.
All right, this one, less good news than that. A raw food influencer, Maxime Liuti. I don't know how many followers this guy has or had, but he's been arrested. The death of his baby son, 1 month old son, after he put him on a strict vegan diet and starved him to death. That's the charges, I guess. This guy wanted to do wacky stuff. He wanted to raise a man who only eats the sun. And they put him, they would douse him in cold water. I mean, crazy stuff. Like I said, they were trying to make a Superman and doing basically like X-Men like experiments on this. And I guess this guy believes so much in veganism and raw food and power of all that stuff that somehow they thought this kid was going to only eat the sun. So, not good at all. The wife, they're saying, you know, she's saying she was sort of bullied by this guy and wasn't into this, but the courts or others have said, you know, when she had the son, she was iron deficient from her vegan diet, and she has to do 2 years of hard labor, which I get, they're Russian. So I guess that's a Russian common sentence, is has some amount of hard labor. That sucks. I would hate to do hard labor for any amount of time. but anyway, I guess this guy hadn't been sentenced yet, but they're saying this, I mean, it seems like it'd be much worse. So
yeah, wacky. I mean, hard obvious, to obvious child abuse. Very, I mean, when I was reading this, my blood was just boiling. Like, it's so infuriating.
Right.
I mean, it's just total neglect, child neglect and abuse. Very sad. Very, very sad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about the guy. I never heard of him online or anything, but they said he's an influencer. But like, I mean, like, could he really have thought he was doing a great thing for this kid and going to raise an incredible baby who ate this
I mean,
way?
Clearly he has some sort of, I mean, disassociation with reality.
Of course. Yeah. But I mean, some people neglect a child for totally worse reasons than this, right? Where if he thought this was for the best for the kid.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Some people would just neglect a child for whatever. They're just too busy to deal with it. So they just forget about it. This guy might've just been totally whack job and thought this was
going to be. Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, no good over there. Hate to hear that kind of stuff. All right, and finally, Europe's largest pork producer, Danish Crown, which is not the Danish Crown, not like the Danish royalty. I got more excited when the Danish royalty was admitting that they misled consumers by claiming that Danish pork is more climate friendly than you think. It turned out it was a pork producer called Danish Crown that did it. and I guess the Western High Court, whatever that is, they convicted them of greenwashing for using this phrase, the phrase climate controlled pig, after the Vegetarian Society of Denmark and the Climate Movement Association brought this case against them. I don't know. I guess that phrase is terrible. Climate controlled pig. I mean, I don't even know what that means, but I just can't believe that Danish pork is more climate friendly than you think could get someone in trouble. Because like what, I mean, how do you know what people think? No one, it just, that seems like such a vague statement. It doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Like, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Right. But climate controlled pig, that meaningful statement is the one that actually got them in trouble.
That's but what does that one. Mean? I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, that's like, I have like, I used to have a climate controlled storage unit.
Right. Climate controlled means that the area within something is controlled. So the climate controlled pig, it doesn't even make sense. Maybe it's a bad translation or something and it doesn't.
Or maybe they're just saying like they don't make their kids or their pigs, not kids, pigs hang out in the heat or something. Just keep them cool.
And if that was the case, I don't think that'd be anything wrong with that, right? That they're staying in a climate control.
Killing the pigs, slaughtering the pigs, but.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that would mean something to certain people that would be a friendlier type of meat if they kept them in a climate controlled environment. That'd be good, I guess. But no, I think what they meant is climate controlling pig, that this pig eating this kind of pork will help you help the climate better. And so anyway, that's what happened. And some of the other, they agreed, I guess, the high court agreed that phrase is what they were in trouble for, but they disagreed that some of the company's other climate claims were misleading. So maybe the one about Danish pork being more climate friendly than you think is the one that was not actually misleading. I don't know. Who knows? But there you go. There's your weather report. I need note cards I can like throw over my shoulder when I'm done. Like one of those old shows.
Shuffle your papers in between.
Yeah, and then when it's done, throw it over like I don't know, Daily Show or Saturday Night Live. Somebody did that.
You should totally do that.
Yeah, no. Get new cards every day that are
glued. And they're all just blank. You just have a pile of blank paper behind you.
All right. So there you go. There's the weather report. And we got a couple little things today that are kind of fun. First one, it's not Am I the A-Hole. What did you say it was, Doug, the acronym?
It is
Am I the A-Hole. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a little different from the others, though. The statement is AITA for excusing myself to throw up when my boyfriend's family gave me meat, knowing I was vegan. And the story here, I'm not going to read her whole thing. She was at a dinner type thing with the boyfriend's family. They've previously not been supportive of her plant-based diet, but in this case, they said they made her a meatless family recipe, a spaghetti sauce, red chunky sauce with a bunch of veggies and things. And she said it was weird, but she ate it. And then finally, after she said she liked it, they all, you know, revealed that, there was ground beef in the sauce. And this girl knew this was going to be a problem because she says previously there was one other time she got drunk at a bonfire party.
Yeah.
And she got confused between the vegetarian chili and the meat chili, spent the next day and a half fighting for her life on the toilet. Another time, same thing happened when she ate stew with meat by accident. So, in this case, she knew it was going to be bad. She had a four-hour flight coming up the next day. So she just said, I'm going to go make myself throw up. So she went to the bathroom, left the door open, and just went and puked. And apparently it like even grossed out other people, and another kid at the party puked from being grossed out by the puke. So anyway, she's saying, am I the a-hole for puking after my boyfriend's family tricked me into eating meat, even though I'm vegan and it would cause digestive hell for me? So what do you think, Doug? Could she have handled this differently?
I mean, maybe she could have handled it differently. I mean, it's like, it's terrible that someone would trick her and, you know, like do a prank, quote terrible. Unquote prank.
It's really terrible. I mean, what kind of boyfriend?
Her in, yeah, her, I mean, that's just so bad on the family's side. And who would have thought that's a good idea? I don't know. And apparently there were a bunch of them that went along with it. Terrible, terrible thing. You know, should she have puked with the door open? I don't know. Probably, maybe not. I don't know. But like at that point, they have wronged you in a big way. Like, who cares? Right. You know?
Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, she could have done much worse things than this. Someone in the comments said you should have puked all over the table. I would still be on your side. You just do it right then and there. I guess this girl just was trying to make herself puke. Which I was thinking that she puked like as a result, like or once she found out that it just naturally happened. And then I thought, you know, that's totally good. I wish you would have put it all over the table. That would have been more, or someone else had to do it back into the pot of meat sauce. But
that's gross.
Anyway, I don't know. I mean, this doesn't seem like such a terrible offensive thing to leave the door open as a little bit of a little tiny bit of revenge.
Little F you after.
You know, it's not like she made all them puke. She had to go puke, and that's not fun for anybody. So I don't mind that she did that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind it either. It probably a little dramatic. I don't think I would have chosen to do that. I don't know. I can't blame her that much, really. It seems like, most people are on her side in the comments. I did figure out what ESH means. That means everyone sucks here. Kind of blaming the parents, but also, you know, saying that she shouldn't have done that. So I don't know. I don't know. But I would definitely not be dating that guy anymore. Even though it wasn't really his fault, it sounds like he kind of stuck up for the family in the end. And I don't know. Just get out of that. Get out of that family. You don't want to deal with that.
I'm realizing this story is from like a year ago. And because the comments are a year old, and then they republished on April 9th. And it looks like it's new. Somebody got on us once for talking about an old Reddit story. But yeah, that happens now and then. Doesn't matter. They're good. They're funny. Somebody else says it reminds them of the Office opener scene where Dwight eats the hard-boiled egg and wouldn't stop when Pam is pregnant, even though she asked, and then someone else throws up, and then everybody throws up. And then they said, that's one of my favorite openers. I'm a huge Office fan. I do not like that one. It's just not a funny. It's just not funny. Everybody be throwing up. It's gross. Sorry.
What would you do if Aaron's family was just like constantly trying to sneak meat into your dishes?
I think I would tell her she needs to deal with that. Like that's, I'm not going to go hang out with them if that's going to keep happening. Unless fix that. That'd be terrible. I really hate that. I mean, that'd be awful. And I guess a lot of people do have to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to like get jokes about it, you know, or to not have somebody who is supportive enough to, help accommodate you, you know, in your situation, but to like be like actively trying to sabotage you is pretty messed up.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's less like joking about your vegan diet than there used to be at gatherings and family things and whatever?
Maybe.
It might just be because people know you've been at it longer now.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm experiencing the same thing, but it just feels like people don't like jokingly make fun of it. It's just like people don't, I don't know. And it's not a good thing. I think people just really dislike it more than they used to.
Yeah, it's like no longer just a poking fun at you. Now it's like
right.
They have a little bit of animosity towards you.
Yeah, it's a little different vibe than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Big Media X Club says, I think it's funny. She left the door open. Mr. Jeffrey says, a little dramatic, but they were a-holes for what they did. She could have just left.
Yeah. Harold says, alcohols, I guess that's drinkers want non-drinkers to drink. You know, I think probably in like high school or college or something like that, you'd see people sneaking in alcohol into drinks.
Right? Really?
That's like really messed up. I mean, on so many levels, but like now there's no way I would, if someone was at a bar with me and not drinking, there's just no way I would ever consider tricking them into drinking alcohol.
I mean, it's probably a crime to mess with people's food, right? To put things in there. Like if it's a crime to be a restaurant and accidentally serve something vegan that says it's not, then certainly putting alcohol in somebody's drink, I would think.
Wasn't it on the show? Or I think it was on the show. We covered a story where someone put like THC or marijuana in their wedding dishes. And everyone got high at the wedding. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't think I'm here.
No?
I don't remember that.
This was a real story. Somebody like baked into like the pasta or something like that. Baked cannabis in there. And everyone like unknowingly got super stoned.
I don't remember that at all. That's crazy. I mean, yeah, that'd be a... Like, you could probably go to jail for that.
Oh, they did. I think they did go to jail for that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. All right. On to the last one, the big story of the day. 15 underrated plant-based toppings for your veggie burger. This is from Tasting Table, where I think they're pretty serious about food. So this isn't just like Best Life Online or even Veg News, just like giving you a bunch of random stuff and saying, here's our top 15 list. This is food people who I guess now and then will go slumming and eat a veggie burger and... here's what you put on it to make it good if you're going to do that. The veggie burger that they show in the picture, by the way, is green. It's like, and it has chunks and things in it. It's not a Beyond Burger or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a softer veggie patty. So I think that's really what they're saying these toppings are for. I'm going to say I'm a little hesitant to get into this article because I think I'm just going to be negative about everything. If you look at the picture on the front of it, do you have that in front, Doug? This would be a good one to have to pull.
Yeah,
up, I guess. The visual stuff. That burger is a nightmare if you get that at a restaurant, something that looks like that. There's no way to eat it. You just can't. And that doesn't even have that many toppings. That has, I'm not counting lettuce. I don't know about the layer of cabbage, but then there's like a white cheesy sauce or whatever that is. Red onion, sun-dried. This isn't that much stuff. It's just a giant burger. So if you stuck like a layer of pineapple on there or something else, it becomes inedible. Do you not agree with that, Doug? Because you've said
that burger does not look good to me. I mean, I agree that that burger does not look good to me. I don't have the same distaste for like sloppy burgers that you do. Right. It's just a different way to eat it, you know, and you just like kind of expect it to be sloppy and messy. But I mean, that's the same with like certain tacos and stuff too.
I guess. I just imagine if I tried to bite that thing, you're going to pull out an entire sun-dried tomato. The cheese is going to be all over your face or whatever that sauce is. It's going to be a mushy mess. You're not going to get the whole thing. I mean, it just looks like this is just, it's just not a good experience to eat that. I don't understand why people order or make things that are that big. It's just not good. So at least you don't think it looks good.
No, I do not think that burger looks good. No.
All right. So here we go. Number one, pickled beets. I mean, I don't know what to say about pickled beets. I'm sure it's good. I don't know if I've ever had pickled beets. I've had beets plenty. I used to make a bistro burger over a salad, and that salad had beets in it. I think it had goat cheese too. This was a Rachel Ray recipe. It had real, you know, real burger. And that was okay with the beets. They worked well enough. So I guess it could work here. I don't know. Anything to say about that one, Doug? We'll move fairly fast because there's 15 of them.
I mean, so I think this is going to be my response to a lot of these. Man, these ads are just crazy. is that they could be pretty good depending on what other toppings were on it. Like if you just had like a pickled beets, simple pickled beets and I don't know, tomato burger. Nah, that's not right. Something with the pickled beets, that could be really good. But when you start throwing 15 toppings on it, I don't think the pickled beets would be good.
No. Yeah. I'm agreeing with there. Usually more than one topping is not a good thing. Man, those ads are crazy. They don't stop. Huh? What if you scroll down lower? Will it get past them?
No.
No, they're just there. Okay.
They just keep popping up. Man.
Okay. All right. On to the next one. Hash browns. I mean, I know what you're going to say, Doug. You love this idea, right? This is fantastic. You're saying it goes well with an imitation meat burger, but can also make any plant-based patty shine. To me, if you put this to a plant-based patty, you're basically adding another plant-based patty onto your burger. And it's made out of potatoes. So I wouldn't do that. It just sounds like, I mean, it might be okay. It just like, it's gotta be the right mix.
So this is going to come as a surprise for you. I actually think this is a bad idea.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't like putting French fries on a burger. I wouldn't want tater tots or a hash brown on my burger.
Oh, you don't like French fries on the burger?
No, I don't like French fries on a burger. You know, hash brown, which is essentially a tater tot along with my burger. I'm good with that.
Yeah. I'd much rather have French fries than a hash brown.
Wasn't McDonald's that did like hash brown sandwiches where they put the sausage in between?
I think hash brown
like, what about the a burger? A hash brown burger?
It'd be okay. Potato.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like burgers and fries in the same bite. That's all. It's okay.
I could see that very much upsetting my stomach later on. But
yeah. That's the thing. So, if you put this on there, you're adding 300 calories to your burger probably. Mm-hmm. And it's just not going to be good. Yeah. All right. Next up, cashew queso. I mean, I like this one. This is good. I think, you know, a burger, cheese is one topping that is not too many on a burger to me. So if you want to make it liquidy, it's fine. It's going to be a little messier, but, you know, it has a little spicy flavor. I like that. I'm fine with that idea.
Yep. Very, very much good with this one.
Yep. All right. Sauerkraut. This is interesting. I've had sauerkraut all the time on hot dogs and vegan dogs included. And I always like that. Never really thought about putting it on a burger. They talk about kind of making a Reuben style veggie burger here with a Russian dressing I mean, I've had a vegan Reuben before made out of tempeh, and that's always good. So I guess if you put in another patty instead of a thing, they're saying use a potato-based patty. This would be fine. I don't see anything wrong with a nice, it's like pickles, but it's just a different flavor.
Yeah. I'm on board with this one for sure.
Okay, good. All right, this is a controversial one. Shaved zucchini. The reason they're saying is not so much for the flavor, although that is part of it. It's the texture. They say this, if you have a softer burger patty, this is going to give you some more crunch and structure if you shave the zucchini. I guess you couldn't shave it too fine, but there you go. And they're saying it also contributes to the taste. I don't see how it would really do that. It doesn't really taste like anything. I feel like you wouldn't notice that in a burger. I generally don't want zucchini on anything of my food. So I would say no to this, but I understand the crunch idea.
Yeah, I could try this. I'd be open to that. What if you like air fried them?
That'd probably be better. Especially if they're a little olive oil or something. So they got a good brown on them. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Yeah, I actually like zucchini.
That sounds pretty good.
Like that. All right, good. Next up. Oh man. Lost
rice paper bacon.
Yeah. I mean, any kind of vegan bacon, good on a burger. I like the idea of it. I don't know how this rice paper thing would be. I did the rice paper on our Thanksgiving turkey roast thing. We made the seitan loaves and then we wrapped them in rice paper, which, you know, you first soak in water and then you wrap it and then you get this crispy thing. It is a lot like the turkey skin. So I can see how it would work. It wasn't really like it had a lot of flavor. It just was kind of crunchy. So it was okay. But I would do other vegan bacons over this, like some shiitake mushroom bacon. That is what I would do.
Ooh, yum. Yeah, but I have no problem with this either. So I think we're on a pretty good roll here.
Yeah. All right. This is controversial too for me. Pesto. I really like the taste of pesto. If this was like a Beyond Burger, I would not put pesto on it. It just does not belong to me. Those flavors do not go together in my mind. But if it's, I don't know. Well, let's see. Yeah, they talk about a white bean or chickpea patty with garlic, onion, basil. But like that type of dish would have pesto on it. No problem. So that's, I like that idea. But I wouldn't do it with like a meaty burger.
I would, 100%.
You would.
Beyond Burger with pesto and a big giant slice of tomato. I would eat that. All day, every day.
It helps somehow. Pesto is good. Pesto is just, I didn't like it as a kid. Now I love it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's just delicious. Yeah. All right. Fried plantains, Doug. This is your neck of the woods a little bit here. Not so much Tex-Mex, I guess. This is more South American. You like fried plantains on your burgers?
I love fried. Again, I would rather have this on the side, similar to the hash browns.
So
I love fried plantains. I think they're great. Yeah. Especially
you ever make them at home?
I have. Yeah. Been a while.
You first cook it, I think, and then you smash the things down and then you put it back in there.
That's exactly
fry
right.
Fry it again.
Yeah.
Those
look like they were just sliced, not smashed, but get a tortilla press, smash the plantains. Perfect. I love fried plantains. I eat them all day, every day if I could. Not really, but I do like them a lot. I don't really want the moment burger.
So you don't like starchy things as toppings on your burger. I've decided. You don't want hash browns.
Yeah, I'm learning that about myself right now.
Yeah, that's fair enough, and probably a good move. No one needs extra starchy things on their burger. I think that's in general the right take. Really quickly, let's hit some audience comments here. Mr. Jeffrey says, I'm not a fan of liquid cheese on a burger, but I dip my burger in it. I like that. That's a nice, clean way to do it. I probably would prefer that over the liquid cheese on the burger. Brandon Turner loves Reuben's. Best one he's had is at Laughing Seed in Asheville. Laughing Seed does make a very good one. And downstairs at, what's the pub called, Doug, the Irish place? Jack of the Wood. Jack of the Wood. Yep. They have bluegrass music and stuff. That's where I first had vegan Reuben. And it's the same chef and all that, I'm sure. So I like that. Brandon says there's a great vegan burger in Charlotte at the Fern. The Fern, at the Fern, something like that. The Fern is the name. Okay, good to know. I'll check it out. Somebody, it's probably Brandon, recommended the vegan donut place here that we went to, and it was actually a very good pepper box. All right, Mr. Jeffrey says, I agree with Matt. Pesto is good on a more delicate patty for me. Yeah, I can kind of see Doug's idea. You put the tomato in there, it suddenly sounds a little bit different, like it belongs. Mm-hmm. And Dale likes the idea of the sauerkraut burger. All right. Let's get the rest of these done. We'll go a little bit faster here and knock them out. Potato chips. I was going to ask you, Doug, if you like potato chips on your deli slice sandwich, whatever you'd call that kind of sandwich, deli sandwich.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't ever do that.
You don't do that. I'm okay with that. I don't ever do it, but when I was little, we did, and it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of a little crunch in there. Sounds good. Would not put it over my burger. Again, wouldn't do it.
Right. It's just weird. I'd rather have like a crunchy pickle or something on there than potato chips.
Yes. Yep.
All right. This one I don't like. Maple roasted butternut squash. This would be how you would ruin a burger that I'm going to eat if you put this on there. I don't even know what this is. I guess you have sliced discs of it, rub them, then you roast those discs, then you put those under your burger. I don't know.
Maybe with some pickled beets? Have a little Thanksgiving burger?
Yeah, right. It would be that. I'd rather have those in separate bites than normal burger. So I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that.
Okay. Grilled pineapple. Yeah, grilled pineapple is delicious. And if you put some like barbecue sauce or something that goes really nicely with it, I like that idea. Pineapple on burgers is sometimes some of the messiest burgers I've had have a slice of pineapple on them. It's like a lubricant thing that just makes everything else slide apart. So I don't like that about it at all. But I do like grilled pineapple. It's delicious.
Yeah. Agreed. I would eat that.
Yeah. All right. Here's a weird one. Nut butter. They're saying it's a nut addition that will change your burger forever. Peanut butter makes for a fantastic burger spread.
I would try this. I have recently become a fan of adding nut butter to the things that you wouldn't typically add nut butter to.
Okay. I mean, there's no reason you couldn't. It sounds like a weird thing, but if it's fat and it's salt, and it doesn't have to have sugar in it, but it can. That's not a weird. Those aren't weird flavors. So I don't know why it does seem so weird. And Asian dishes often have you know, sriracha, peanut sauce, whatever. And that's good. So I think you could make the right burger could be good with this. I wouldn't just put it on a Beyond Burger. That seems pretty weird to me. Would you do that? Like, you're saying that might be good?
Do what?
Like a Beyond Burger patty with peanut butter?
Yeah, I would try that. Mm-hmm. Not with like lettuce and tomato, but if you, so I don't know what I would put on there with it, but you know, some jalapenos, make it a little spicy.
Yeah. I'd give it a try. It doesn't sound like something I'd go for, but I could see that being good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then we got I think three left, and they're all a little strange. Sliced apples. I actually could see how this could work with the right veggie patty.
Yeah,
not with the not like with quinoa, the Beyond Burger
patty. A quinoa burger or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Add a little crunch. I don't know. Not very exciting to me, but I could see it.
No, you'd rather have apples on the side, right? A nice apple served with your burger.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, roasted broccoli's next. Again, probably better side in my opinion. Roasted broccoli is really good on its own. Mm-hmm. I just don't really quite know why you'd want to add that to a burger, but I guess it's kind of like putting lettuce on there in a way.
No, it's nothing like that. not a fan of this idea.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can't really blame you. It's not a great idea to me. And finally, savory sweet jam. I think with the right thing, this could be really good.
Yep, I agree. Like, I would do this one. I would even do it with a Beyond Burger, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some sort of comparison. I don't really have one. I guess it's a little bit like cranberries are more sour though. But
yeah,
cranberries in the same bite as your whatever you're having at Thanksgiving, that works fine. And I've definitely put jams on savory foods before. We made like a potato ravioli thing that somehow had a little bit of jam in the sauce or something. I forget what it was, but it was really good. This seems okay.
With a mushroom burger, that's what they recommend. I think that sounds great.
Yeah, I do too. All right, good. So in general, we kind of like the article from tastingtable.com. They know their food, I guess. Some of them seem strange, but if you're coming up with 15 things, you're going to have some bad ones.
Yeah.
Dale says, I love the pesto tofu sandwich. I think I have never done that in my life, but definitely put pesto with tofu a lot on pasta or whatever. So that seems good. Carmen says, I'd try a tahini sauce. Yeah, I guess that's in the nut butter category. And chutney, Carmen says, which I guess is the same as a jam. I don't really know. There you go. Harold wants vegan recommendations for Atlanta. I mean, you got to go to Slutty Vegan, Harold. That's like... put Atlanta on the map in a lot of people's eyes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Had some really really good Indian food in Atlanta as well. I don't couldn't tell you where.
I've had Indian food in Atlanta a couple times too. Maybe that's a common thing. All right, good. Well, we did it. We got through Tuesday. Another episode done. We already got an article for tomorrow from Forbes.com by a psychologist, no less. So that's going to be a good one. Should be a good day. Should be a good week. It's shaping up. Good weather. Everything's good. Sleep's pretty good. Things are looking up. Lidl's vegan sales are up. It's good. Things are happening. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us and commenting, participating. All that stuff is very good. Makes the show very enjoyable and fun for us as hosts. So I hope you do the same thing tomorrow. Also, smash the like button on YouTube, please, and leave comments on YouTube, not just in this chat, but in the main comment area, because we get a bunch of negativity in there, so we need to outweigh it with good stuff, dilute it at least. All right, that's it. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.